We are now into Wednesday, November the 18th. Listen, it is great to be with you today. Listen, all over the world, as we take 1 hour where there's going to be a supernatural interaction, it's just going to happen because, listen, there are many, many believers that are listening right now. There's going to be many, many others that are searching and questing. But I also want to say tonight that I know that there's going to be those that are doing the recon. And I believe by the providence of God, there's going to be those that are involved in military, that are involved in politics, that will be listening. We're doing a series this week called Globalism is in the Water. Globalism is in the water. You've heard what they said before about Mexico. When I went down to Mexico, people told me again and again, don't drink the water. Listen, if the water is tainted, you don't want to drink it anyway. But I'm going to tell you right now that globalism is tainted. It's in the water. It's being drunk. And its prized possessions are going to be the military and politicians, world governments, nations. Because it's about the globalizing of those nations. But let me say this again, as we've already said, that, listen, there would never have been Auschwitz and Dachau and the Nazi camps if there was no Nazis. There would have never have been a Nazi ideology that became a quest for globalism, spurring on world war, if there was no military enforcement. Whatever the political ideology, wherever it came from, however you look at globalists' ideology, there is no globalist agenda, no globalist ability, no globalist accomplishment, ultimately, without globalist military backing. The force behind globalism, well, to enforce and to enforce the ideology and the goals. Many of you know this. Many of you know all about globalism. You know about the rise of it. Listen, it is already begun to break through the surface of the deep, but we're only seeing a tip of the iceberg. We're only seeing a part of it. We're not seeing the depth, the bulk. And now that's coming, and I've said this again and again, chaos before the New World Order, that is not only the occult threads, it is the revelation of God concerning the sequence of satanic agenda. God says that's how it's going to happen. 2 Thessalonians 2. Globalism is in the water worldwide, no question about it. Those dealing with the global brain, the global mind, the conscious universe, those dealing with the broadest, largest, unprecedented, alternative spirituality, the New Age movement. And then there is under the carpet, the Luciferianism. I mean the real stuff, the absolute real stuff, the secret power of lawlessness. Now, it's all working in one direction. We can read about it in politics. We can read about it in the upcoming meeting at Copenhagen, in which, again, there is a globalist agenda. We've heard the reports, we've heard the warnings. It's all about reaching globalism. So whether you look into the UN, whether you look into the IMF, the World Bank, whether you look into, and listen, we dealt with that yesterday at the 7 o'clock hour. On Monday, we dealt with breathing in and out globalism, dealing with politics. On Tuesday, we dealt with globalism needs money. Oh, I'll buy the billions. And then tonight, Wednesday night, November the 18th, it's globalism needs enforcement. Now, listen, we talked yesterday about the money. I'm looking right now at a chart talking about just the United States, and I'm kind of just looking over the amounts of monies that it takes. I'm looking at the stimulus bills. I'm looking at the adding emergency discretionary spending. Well, $651.2 billion. Bringing the total for defense spending between $925 billion and $1.14 trillion in 2009. in 1 year, $1.4 trillion that backs the overall military budget expenditures. Well, let me say this too, probably not including all the black budget. So we know that mass amounts of money are going to military and defense. And in nations around the world, in a fallen world, rightly so, all the nations are going to defend themselves, even as Israel was instructed by God in the Old Testament. In a fallen world, God does ordain states to bear the sword. But we are now into the unprecedented rise of radical evil. The agenda is breaking through everywhere, and it involves a supernatural shadow religion. Number two, a supernatural shadow government. And listen, number three, a supernatural shadow military. Oh, this is beyond black ops that people have gotten to read about. All the stories about military men and, leaders and Psylab workers and all that, you know, interacting with entities. Well, we can talk about the direct interactions, that's one thing. But please understand the supernatural ability of the dark side as it can enter into those whose hearts are already shut out against God, whose hearts and minds have already shut the door on Christ, on the Spirit of God, on God's revelation. Judas had been around Jesus, seen all that he had seen, and he did not believe. He would not believe. He was not a believer. He had shut the door. But that opens the door, well, the back door. At one point, we can read in the Gospel of John how this living presence, the fallen cherub himself, Satan entered into him. And he went out to betray Jesus. The betrayal of the Son of God involved the pinnacle, the direct, the source, the leader of radical evil. And we're going to find out again at Revelation 19:19 that the world's largest military, largest amount of super soldiers, broadest, probably highest technology in human history, is going to be out on the field ready for a battle. But listen, again, I'm trying to share this very strongly in these last number of months here. We're writing another book, a second book, on just this one verse alone. Revelation 19:19 deals with the fact that Antichrist has reached his goal. That all the forces of darkness that's operating now in that sequential evolution will reach the Black Awakening, will reach globalism, will ultimately bring the doors open to the abyss, will bring attempted annihilations of Israel and all believers worldwide. The globalism that will rise comes from spiritual force. The military that's going to back globalism will be the biggest, the broadest, the widest, the deepest in human history. And what we see on or in Revelation 19:19. Well, I'm going to go over five pinnacles tonight of Revelation 19:19. And it all deals with the military. So I am saying to those who are reconning and soldiers and military lab workers and maybe, you know, some of those that have been involved in the light level new age infusion of the military just in the 70s, the acceptance of the occult sciences in the 40s and 50s that flowed from the Nazis. However you look at it, please understand that the occult military complex, there is prophesied and in biblical literature, biblical revelation, it has always been infallible, irrevocable. It is God giving actual, real glimpses of future history. So let me just say this real quick. Reading Revelation 19:19, you are getting one small look at the pinnacle, the height of satanic presence, power, influence, and control in all of global history. And dear listener, we are right now on the way towards that day. It's not going up the hill. We're now going down the hill. And it's all picking up speed. Dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar. Listen, the website, shatterthedarkness.net, will give you all the information about who we are and what we're about. Hundreds of downloads of MP3s for you to find there into the connected sites. Newsletters, weekly podcasts, broadcast. We got a series out there that is going to be added to. We're trying to get to that even today on Psy Wars. Astral weapons and remote viewing, and is there a Psy War afoot? Now, we also have another series on ESP versus HSP and discernment in these days. We also have a large series on the rise of Homo Satanus. The most supernatural man in human history will be the Antichrist, outside of Jesus Christ, but it will be the Antichrist. And I'm saying, in my opinion, he's already alive, but there hasn't been the apocalypse, the rise to power. That's not going to occur until the rebellion or the revolt or this anarchy chaos breaks out. And then the apocalypse. Now, we've talked about that. We've gone over that. Many of you that are very strong listeners, you know this. You're well informed. You know, we can look at all the exact details and keep seeking to nail things down. And I'm going to tell you that right now, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, and you are intensely studying biblical prophecy to look at the circumstances, to look at the times, I want to tell you something. I commend you for doing so. I want you to know that if you go back to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, you're going to find out the Spirit of God records that in the Old Testament days, it gives commendation to the fact that Old Testament prophets searched with intensity and the greatest of care prophecies that referred to the first coming of Christ, and they did it as they were guided by the Spirit of Christ. Now, let me tell you something. You've got an incredible verse there in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. 700 years before Jesus actually comes in human flesh, we have the prophecies of a virgin being with child, a prince of peace, a being born in Bethlehem. Oh, there's up to 300 prophecies about the coming of Christ the first time. And when you read 1 Peter 1:10, you're reading about how these guys searched intensely, line by line, scripture by scripture, prophecy by prophecy. Oh, they all knew that it was from God. They all knew that it was always accurate. And they were compiling all the verses together to give them the broader and bigger picture. And that's what believers in Christ need to do everywhere. Look into the New Testament, look into Daniel, look into, you know, Matthew 24, and keep going over the scriptures on prophecy again and again and again and again. And you're going to see a vast amount of the prophecy is revelation and a heads up on what the satanic agenda is. Now, I want you to hear me clearly. I want you to really hear me clearly. I'm going to tell you that the body of Christ in theology and biblical studies and so forth over the years, well, we know a lot about the origins of evil, the nature of evil, though we might not understand the radical, Ezekiel 28, when the anointed cherub turned, it dealt with a disintegration of his very existence. He was literally turned inside out, or turned in, transmuted genetically, totally, completely, eternally, by force of will and what it is he chose. There you find the origin of evil. There you find the origin of sin. There you find the origin, the birthmark, well, of the devil, of Satan, of radical evil. We know about his entrance into the world. We know about his work. But it's the agenda that we should understand. God has given so much information about the agenda that if we know biblical prophecy well on that side, as God has given us the pictures of what the enemy is going to do on a global scale into politics, into military, and into the development of the world's broadest, largest counterfeit spirituality in all of human history. Why is it so important? Because we're talking about just a few years away. We're talking about the pinnacle of radical evil, the pinnacle of destruction of humanity, the end of the age as we know it. We're talking that this is the prophecy that comes from the infinite Spirit of God, blows Nostradamus out of the water, blows Edgar Cayce out of the water. They can't touch this. And it involves you. And it involves right now. It involves providentially those that are listening, including Satanists and Luciferians and those in the military and chosen ones that all know that what we're speaking about, as somebody just wrote me last week, when they said to me that they know that it's absolutely right, absolutely real. It's amazing to me how there are so many thousands upon thousands that listen, and some of you are chosen ones trying to get out. Some of you are sub-personalities doing the recon. Some may even be doing warfare, spiritual warfare. Others simply monitoring the information and passing it along. But God knows where you're sitting. God knows the dials you dial. God knows the computer that you type on. And God knows that he, listen, where you are with him. It's all about a relationship. It's all about a rescue. It's all about God's desire for your life. And what happened at the old rugged cross? If you want to talk about power, the ability to destroy sin forever, the ability to destroy death, the ability to destroy radical evil, the ability to stop a broken, fragmented, radical, hurting world, and literally bring the healing and the restoration. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I want the New Agers to hear this very clearly. Instead of accepting the counterfeit that will lead to the broadest destruction in human history, the real, the aletheia, the truth of the Prince of Peace coming to bring a healing to the nations, a restoration, a 1,000-year reign, not of mankind's usurping mankind. We're talking about God coming back, rightfully so, into the world that he created. Don't you think God has a right to his world? Don't you think God has a right to clean up the radical evil, the gang from hell? Thank God that he loves us and we weren't let go. Thank God that we're talking about the infinite God in his ability to bring about a close to death, to sin, to Satan, to hell, to fallen human history, and open the doors to eternity, the healing of the nations, a new heaven and a new earth. That can only be done by the infinite hand of God, not by finite aliens, if that's what they are, in crafts flying around that crash at Roswell. Come on. Doesn't anything about all of the studies concerning aliens, even alien interaction with the military, doesn't all of it tell you that they're evil in their intent, that they are up to something, that they are deceptive, that they kidnap humanity, rape humanity, use humanity, that they have an agenda? This is not about disclosure. This is not about some nice, wonderful master race showing up in a super ship that they had to fly in, that they had to fuel. And this is not about a disclosure of some good master race showing up, my friends. This is about a supernatural delusion in the skies. Have we not heard? Have we not remembered? Ephesians chapter 2. The data from God, the revelation from God, remote viewers. The prince of the power of the Eros. The spirit who is now at work. We're talking about a living, spiritual, burgeoning presence around the immediate, dense atmosphere of the earth. Operating principalities, powers, cosmocrators. Have we forgotten all this? Well, we're going to stop there just for a moment. We've been telling you that all during the month of November, we're giving out the Book of Daniel, a MP3 set, free. And all you got to do is go to shatterthedarkness.net. You'll see it right there, free this month, the Book of Daniel. We've entitled it, A Light in the Darkness. A Light in the Darkness. And I don't know, but I think there's around 20 hours, and we've been getting some reports back that people have liked it and that it's been a benefit and a blessing. Anyway, it's out there. And it goes along with what we're talking about. Because 2,600 years ago, the Spirit of God interacted. Listen, Daniel is one of the most supernaturally interactive books you'll ever know. It is about a type of the coming Babylon, a type of the coming, unprecedented, manifest rule and reign of dark presence and power everywhere. Every city, every nation. We're talking about the coming, I believe, of at least two planetary spiritual waves just at the moment of the great chaos and rise of Antichrist, an inverted satanic Pentecost, a counterfeit to the real Pentecost, empowering the servants that have dedicated themselves to the rise of Antichrist. An unleashing of satanic presence and power as never before. But it's not the largest. I mean, it'll be the largest in human history, but it won't be the largest overall, because in just a few years after, Revelation 16, for those who believe and read the Word of God, you know that it speaks of the pinnacle of rituals of all history. That clearly is a planetary spiritual wave. Millions of New Agers, I believe, are talking about, believing in, hearing about a coming planetary spiritual wave. It's not what you think. God has given us the heads up and shown us what that wave globally of sent power is all about. And may I say, my friends, and may you think about it, muse on it, look at the biblical revelation, the biblical prophecy, studying it, allowing the Spirit of Christ to guide you. Remember 1 Peter? I urge you, memorize 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Memorize chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. And then do what they did. The incredible wealth of information. The source, infinite. omniscient, omnipresent God the Holy Spirit. Infallible, accurate, never failing. Living words of God right now. And listen, we can study the way they did. I think that's why it's written. And so when we're talking about right now, and I want you to, again, if you want to pull out Revelation 19:19, and there'll be a series of broadcasts we do, podcasts we do, like we've done with the others, but we are urgently, listen, I'm telling you, I feel urgently led to get the book out. It's a smaller book than the big one we just put out. But it deals with future history. Revelation 19:19 and 19:20 gives a glimpse of the last day of fallen human history. Basically, the last day of the life of Antichrist. The last day of globalism. For all the globalists out there, for all the Bilderbergers, for all the Copenhagen attendees, for all the folks at the UN, for all those Luciferians that are underground summoning the dark powers, for all of those apart, even the super soldiers that are being built, please understand, because when I tell them these verses, they understand Armageddon in the sense that it's their prize day. They believe they're going to win. I'm going to tell you right now, they believe they're going to win. And when I tell them that the word of God never fails, that biblical prophecy's never been broken, and I even tell them that I believe Satan knows biblical prophecy backward and forward. That's why he tries to preempt it or to destroy the recipients. It's almost as though he believes he can stop the sovereign hand of God. But Revelation 19:19 deals with, well, the five pinnacles. I'm going to go over these real quick here. I'll say them, then I'll go over them one by one. Revelation 19:19 is the pinnacle of the satanic agenda. Number two, Revelation 19:19 is the pinnacle of global unity. Number three, Revelation 19:19 is the pinnacle of dark power manifested or operating. Number four, Revelation 19:19 is the pinnacle of deception. Again, as never before in human history. And number five, Revelation 19:19 is the pinnacle or the revelation of probably the monetary, the financial, the economic that would have had to been behind that final day. How much money does it take to get to Armageddon? And I would ask if there are military strategists. And I am no financial advisor. Listen. I make it week to week, month to month. I'm not a bigwig in all this stuff. But what I do know is that there would be no Second World War without the Nazis. And there would be no Nazi ideology coming and government coming to power without the backing, the military. But there would be no massive buildup, massive military, massive new technology, and massive push for super soldiers, even in that day, without the millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I'm going to tell you again that that's what's going on right now. Did I not say in the beginning of the show that from what I have read concerning the budget for 2009, the year 2009, I don't know what it is for 2010, but it goes from 500 billion, goes up to 600 billion, and you keep adding all the additionals, and they're saying 1.something trillion, over $1 trillion. And I'm looking right now at an expenditure chart from the United States Department of Defense. Operations and maintenance, $179.8 billion. Military personnel, $125.2 billion. procurement, $104.2 billion. Research, development, testing, evaluation, $79.6 billion. Military construction, $21.2 billion. Family housing, $3.2 billion. And on and on. Now, you could look at the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and Defense. Again, this comes from the United States Defense Department, fiscal year 2009. The Army, $110.3 billion. Navy, Marine Corps, $127.1 billion. Air Force, $130.2 billion. Defense-wide, $73.4 billion. And you could go on to... You know, even while I'm looking at it right now, space-based infrared system. Space-based infrared system, $2.3 billion. You can look over what is being built, what is being looked at, and you're not going to find the black ops, the... secret side, the shadow side that, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, and maybe we should look into a series on how there is a shadow government here, shadow government among the Russians. There's shadow government global, wherever the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now operating in those who have rejected, turned away from, have not received the living Christ. Then there is a agenda. And the agenda is build a future military. Now, looking at Revelation 19:19, you don't get there overnight. You don't get there overnight at all. I believe what we see today has been worked on since the 1940s. I believe that if you keep backing it up to the 30s in the writing of the book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, by Alice Bailey, guided by an ascended master, which the Bible would call a cosmocrator, that spiritual presence guided her to write over 21 volumes that involve, listen, a sequential plan for a counterfeit spirituality that would both seek to infiltrate the church and replace the church and replace it all and bring about a new world order, a new world teacher, a new world governing power. No question about it. What Alice Bailey didn't know, what all of those who have read her and followed the seed groups don't know, because I think that Satan's plan, Lucifer's plan, is eyes only stuff when it comes to what he has to say. When he came to humanity, did he say, hey, if you chuck God, listen to me, what's really going to happen is the Spirit of God will depart from you, a death code will enter your genes, a sin code will enter your very nature, you will be altered, your fellowship with God would be broken, and the principle of spiritual and physical death will immediately begin to run in your life. And you will have opened the door for my rights to the planet and to humanity. Why didn't the fallen cherub tell it like it really is? Why didn't the fallen cherub tell the truth? Ha! Jesus said there is no truth dwelling in him. That's what it's all about when it comes to the fallen cherub's genetic, spiritual, physical nature. Nothing there to speak the truth. Listen, it's their will, but it's their nature. They cannot tell the truth. They can use facts. They can use manipulation. They can use even scripture quoted, always wrong. Did you realize that every time Satan or demons... spirit guides that guide New Agers, whenever they quote scripture, fallen finite spirits are not able to quote the scripture correctly. They can't do it, nor would they do it. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not only they can't do it, they won't do it. And so that's why there is this pinnacle of deception we're talking about. So I'm going to go over the five things again, five pinnacles that deal with Revelation 19:19. Now, when I tell Luciferians and super soldiers that I've met over the last 20 years, take a look at Revelation 19:20. There is the prediction of the destruction of the globalist military or occult military complex. There is the final day of the globalist, the technology, the, 200, 300 million soldiers, maybe more. In one day, it ends. When I tell those super soldiers and give them a glimpse at that, because they've been trained from bloodlined childhood and in those covens in dark places, well, they've been trained never to look, not to have the Word of God. And if they've ever heard the Word of God, they heard it off the lips of those possessed, empowered with dark presence. And they've had nothing but a twisting of the Word of God. So it's no wonder that when I have read to them and explained Revelation 19:19, 19:20, that they balk, that they shake their head, that it does crack the armor of their satanic commitment. And I guarantee you, Satanists and Luciferians and chosen ones and subpersonalities, elitists, Bohemian Grovers and Bilderbergers and, well, all the rest, that as you listen, as you would open up Revelation 19:20, realizing that God has never failed in what has been predicted has come about. What God wants to accomplish, He brings about. But also what God shows will happen when man mixes with satanic might. When satanic might mixes with willful yielding humanity. And that's what God has shown us and given us glimpses of. I don't know about you, but I think there are billions in the world that know that we are headed towards globalism. I would conjecture that there are maybe a billion or more that understand that a great chaos is coming first. Something's going to alter everything. And let me tell you that what's going on right now, what's going on at Copenhagen, what's going on with Barack Obama, what's going on with Queen Beatrix, what's going on with the world leaders, the meetings, the agendas, the G4s and summits and everything else, G8s, I'm going to tell you right now, it has everything to do with Armageddon. There's no reason for a great chaos, no reason for the rise of Antichrist in human skin, Satan in human skin, not Homo Nauticus, not Homo Lumus, but Homo Satanus. And there's no need for him to get into the temple and declare himself to be God. There is no need to open the abyss. There's no need for any of all of that. Without the ultimate agenda, everything is being manipulated for one thing, Armageddon. Satan's intense, passionate, furious, eternal goal to annihilate God and take over. I'll say it again, Satan's passionate, rage-filled, ancient hate, furious, ultimate goal at the attempted annihilation of God. It's the third time, my friends, in the heavenlies once, in the first coming of Christ. Read it in Revelation 12. You'll see. He already knew he was there prepared when Christ was there the first time. Revelation 19:19 shows us. Listen, you realize that Revelation 19 is about the visible return, the visible descent of Jesus Christ, of God in visible format. prophecies out of Daniel tell us that. The beginning of the book of Apocalypse of Jesu Christu. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Quoting Daniel about how every eye shall see him. Even those who pierced him. Peoples of the earth will mourn. Why is that? It's a prophecy about the only ones left on the earth that day are those who've taken the mark, worship the image, and are committed to follow Satan in human skin out onto a field and believe that they can aim planetary defense weapons into space and destroy and annihilate the descent of Jesu Christu, of Jesus Christ, of the Prince of Peace. Don't you understand that Satan seeks to preempt fulfilled biblical prophecy? Don't you understand that every demon in hell knows of a judgment called the Great White Throne? Every demon in hell knows that Jesus Christ is God in human flesh. The elect angels of God knew that. Why don't atheists, agnostics, existentialists, nihilists, Wiccans, and Druids, ancient Luciferians, Carthans, why don't they know? I'm going to give you a little insight. Maybe it's because of moral, willed rejection. Some listening to me may end up on the other side of the fence of eternity. Lost forever. I mean, Jesus waited out this way. What would it profit a man if he gains the whole world, yet loses his own soul? The value of your soul is pitted against the sum total of the riches and wealth of the world. God is saying that your soul is worth more than the sum total of the wealth, the riches of the world. Second Thessalonians 2, the Spirit of God pens these words. They perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. It talks about the delusion sent. And it tells you then in the next verse the reasons why. So that all those who have delighted in wickedness or evil, meaning they chose it, reveled in it, fought for it, believed in it, embraced it, was empowered by it. So that all those who have done that would be condemned. Some of you are on that road to condemnation. Some of you right now are on the road and you would end up at the second resurrection before the great white throne, when the books are open and describe your life. For all who've come to Jesus Christ and accepted God's answer, God's embrace, God's love, for all those who've accepted forgiveness, new life, and eternal life, whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you'll be at the first resurrection. The glorification. The dead in Christ will rise first. We who are alive will be caught up, harpezo, snatched up by a mighty force, instantly glorified, indestructible immortality. Revelation 19:11 is a picture of you, believer, that believes. Listen, any human being that has believed in Jesus. Did you know that Jesus is for all human beings? Red, yellow, black, or white, they are precious in His sight, my friend. To the Chinese, to the Russians, to the Norwegians, if I could say it that way. to those in Brazil and those in Manila and those around the world. God so loved the world, he gave his monogenesis, the only begotten, the Son of God. Listen, this is God now in human flesh giving his life. Look at the cross. That's all I'm saying. Is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do you personally know Jesus Christ? Are you in fellowship with God? If you don't want to know him here and now and reject the grace and the mercy and his love for you now, you spit on that blood. You spit on that cross. Then put on your hellish garments, if you will. Embrace the devil all you want, all that the finite fallen cherub has ever promised has failed. He's not infinite. Do the math. The finite cannot produce the infinite. The finite cannot evolve to the infinite. New Agers, listen. Reincarnationists, listen. The finite cannot evolve and become infinite. You have to be infinite in nature. There is no evolution to an infinite nature. Let me touch on real quick here because we're going to run out of time. Revelation 19:19 is the pinnacle of the satanic agenda that is operating right now and has been operating. It demonstrates that Satan made it to Armageddon. It tells us that the Antichrist, which is again Satan in human skin, has now guided a global leadership and a global military out onto a field that will no doubt be a global event. Could you imagine the television? Could you imagine the large screens? Can you imagine? Well, you won't have to use a TV to see the heavens open out there somewhere dimensionally in space. Revelation 19, I saw a door open. Not a door to the world of demons. Not a door to the Akashic records. Not a door to the world global mind. Not a door to those areas. But now a door of heaven. And there, all of a sudden, is the appearance of the once crucified, once dead, resurrected, eternal, living Christ. The invisible God, visible. The locality found in the visible manifestation of God in Christ. In the descent, where Jesus comes to put an end to death, to war, to rape, to disease, to injustice, to all of it, and initiate a world where there is no war, there is no rape, there is no sin, there is no, all of these things. He's coming. It's going to happen. It's there where he also brings an end to Satan's rule and reign and brings it into radical evil. There's no question about that. That's what's going to happen on the day Christ returns. So why wouldn't all of hell want to stop him? Why wouldn't Satan himself want to stop the one who's going to eternally embed him, well, for 1,000 years, bind him, and then at the end of that, there's this eternal separation. Thrown into, well, the scripture calls it the lake of fire. A final annihilation of radical evil. So it's fighting, and it's seeking to use you politicians and you military men and women, if you open up to that that presence. How do you detect that presence? It promises an evolution of human consciousness. It promises a new world order that will be a day of peace and human exaltation. Both are lies. What do you embrace? What's your spirit? Number one, the pinnacle of the satanic agenda literally is fulfilled. The mix of satanic force and willful human choices on a global scale show up in Revelation 19:19 at Armageddon. Number two, it is the pinnacle of global unity. Read about it in Revelation 16 or go all the way back to Psalm chapter 2. You're going to find out in Psalm 2, Revelation 16, Revelation 19, it talks about the gathering. God asks, even now, though it was inscripturated 3,000 years ago, He asks the masses of people, the nations, and the kings that lead them, why? Why do you conspire, rage and together, and you plot in vain? Do you see what God is saying to the Luciferian agenda? All of its collections of economic money, all of its deception in the world, all of its work, all of its building of super soldiers, all of it. God says that the conspiring and the plotting is in vain. God's asking the question why the kings of the earth have taken their stand against the Lord and against the Lord's Christ. Why they're gathering to do that. So, 3,000 years ago, again, as demonstrated in all prophecy, the accuracy and the coming fulfillment. When it speaks there of the kings of the earth, the peoples and the nations, the gathering together and what they're doing, they are against the Lord and against Messiah. They are willed against Yahweh Adonai, Isaiah 6, who is Jesu Christu. That's what the scriptures reveal. God in human flesh. They're against the Messiah. They're against Him because He's coming to end them. Revelation 16 speaks again about the gathering of those kings, the gathering of again, global unity unprecedented in all of human history. This goes way beyond the Tower of Babel. Revelation 19, it talks again about them gathering. So the gathering is the manifestation, the pinnacle of globalism on the field. Number three. It is the pinnacle of dark power. There never has been and never will be again more demonic presence manifested in humanity, in cities, in technologies, in ideology, in the breadth and depth and width and length of globalism. Demonic manifestation in the political scene and without question, entrenched, manifest, and embedded in the depths of that future military. That's why I warn military people now. Come to Christ, get the Spirit of God inside of you, learn the Word of God, find your protection, your redemption, your, well, deliverance from a deception unprecedented in human history. Soldier, I hope you know Christ. Recon specialist, I hope you will come out of the darkness, whether you think it's light or not, and come to the living Christ. Look at Him at the cross for you. Revelation chapter 16 gives this triangulation, this ritual, dragon, beast, and false prophet out of their mouths. They have released on a planetary scale, global scale, demonic force that has supernatural miraculous power that is the cause behind the gathering for Armageddon. They'll never get to the field at Armageddon without the global class demonic spiritual power that guides them. So I'm going to tell you again that seeing Revelation 19:19 demonstrates the pinnacle, the height, the depth, the width, the breadth of demonic force manifested in the wills, the ideologies, the commitments of millions and millions of individuals. Number four is the pinnacle of deception. Jesus taught us in Matthew 24, the number one issue about the last days is don't let anyone deceive you. False prophets, false teachers, the supernatural dark side manifesting as fake light will come to deceive many. The goal is to deceive many. The goal is to seduce the globe. The goal will be realized and is foreseen in Revelation 19:19. There's a book, not mine, but there's a book I think you can get. Go to Amazon or wherever else. It's called Hitler and the New Age by Bob Rozio. It's in that book where I got the phrase, deception always leads to destruction. He outlines the New Age spiritistic forces that guided Nazi ideology, that built the Nazi military system and brought about the dream that ended in mass destruction. The seduction going on now, the globalism that will come about, the military system that will come about, will demonstrate the height, the depth, the width, the length of spiritual deception as never before in human history. And number five simply says, it demonstrates probably the pinnacle of monies needed, monies used in that day. My friends, there's a reason why Jesus said at the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God's promises that He will come into your life, give you the gift of the Holy Spirit, plant inside of you eternal life. Call in the name of the living Christ. Come to Him. Write to me, Russ Dizdar. ShatterXmail@sbcglobal.net. God bless you. I'll see you on Friday night, 6 p.m., we're going to deal with globalism in the water. Religion, globalism has a God, small g. Globalism has a God, small g. Hey, God bless you. Remember us in your prayers. Good night.